also need love for that spirit within us to awaken. And it can't truly awaken until we understand this brotherhood of man, that we're all one, and it's our duty and our privilege to love each other as we are. Not when this yankety yank and blankety blank person straightens up. It's our duty and our privilege to love them just as they are right now. Because until we know and have received love, then we don't know that there's something to aspire to. My teacher, I've said it so often, loved each of us where we were. It made us want to be greater. It made us want to grow into all those beautiful things that she was talking about. And some of the things that we begin to be aware of when that God seed within us receives love, it's like the garden seed receiving water. It begins to awaken. And the only way that seed can awaken is if someone like you or me or someone else sends this vibration of love to someone. We don't have to like what they do, but we do have the privilege of loving them wherever they are. And to allow us, as we do that, we begin to feel our God seed sprouting and realizing that God is not out there. God is closer than our breathing. God is closer than our hands and our feet, because we are God. We are made in the likeness of God. And just as it says in Genesis, if we're made in the likeness of image of God, as we grow in love, that's when we begin to awaken in the silence as the marvels that we truly are. You know, what do you believe about yourself? Everything still is about belief. Do you believe that you're unworthy of that awakening seed within? Do you believe some of those negative things that you've been taught? Or do you still believe in some of the fear? Because love knows no fear. As you grow into love, you grow in this confidence, the windows of your soul begin to awaken, and you realize all of the tragedies and life experiences that you've had, even before your awakening experiences, you've always been protected, no matter what. Haven't we always been protected? We're here. We're here today. But it's realizing that we still have some of those old beliefs that we need to allow the spring showers that are coming and these spiritual showers that are coming from this Aquarian age, that allows us to open up our heart center, to allows us to experience these showers of blessings, of love in awakening as we traverse into this new age. That things are going to be different. But before they can be different out there, they have to be different in here. And as it's spring, and we all see the dirt in our house and on our house and the pollen around and about, somehow we want to be like the ostrich and dig our head in the sand and allow those dust mites that we've been carrying with us for so many years to still be there. we've got to blow them away. We've got to get rid of them. If we want to see these visions, if we want to have to dream these dreams, if we want to allow ourselves to believe in who we truly are, and that is that no matter what the vibration of the day, we're spiritual marvels. And no matter what it is like out there, whether the storms are coming, we have been taught that that Christ consciousness that Jesus had, we have too. We've got the power to calm the waters. We just don't put it into practice. It's just like when Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water until he realized he was sinking because his fear got to him. You see, there's parables that are so metaphysical. As long as we're looking at the fear, our heart center can't get where it needs to be. As long as we're looking at the negative, we're still holding on and we're afraid to fly. I don't mean literally fly. I mean fly in your consciousness. Or some of you in your astral flight. Whatever it might be. But life here, right now, is a new discovery in a brand new Aquarian age, and it's a gift for us to begin to use to learn how to crawl, to learn how to walk, but most of all, to learn how to love and to love each other. And there's always personality conflicts, always will be, in some way, because it's just like the law of vibration. If you turn it opposite, it's the law where it's repulsion. But you know what? We can find something good about that person anyway. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The only thing matters is what's going on in here. And if we can believe that we're worthy enough and look at the cobwebs of experience, that we, those cobwebs of the negative belief that we have of ourselves, if we can wipe those away, blow them away, we don't need them anymore. We don't need them anymore. Why did we have them anyway? It's because we believed in something that was not true. So try believing in the greatness of who you are. In the greatness that it's the simple things in life that make a difference. If you're into only the intellect, can't awaken. It can't awaken. You have to go in with that beauty of mind and spirit and love into that secret place of the Most High, and ask for direction. And as it surfaces, we can say, thank you, God, for that experience. Thank you, universe, that I know better now. I no longer need that belief. Just like a little dandelion. Fluffies. We can blow it away. It can be gone if we do the work. If we do the work for ourselves, if we do the work so that we can share our light, so we do the work which is very simple and use our belief so that we can see the marvelous things that even Jesus the Master taught. Greater things can you experience. I believe he was talking about the Aquarian age, because that's the awakening. There are people I talk to every day that have an awakening experience. They don't know why. They don't know how. It just is. for it just is the time. God bless you.